Yes, hi. Today we're doing the fifth Mishnah of the second paragraph of Masechet Kinim, or according to the Rambam, the fifth and sixth Mishnah of the second paragraph of Masechet Kinim, because he divides it in half for reasons that we'll see. So we have Chatas Mekan, Ba'ola Mekan, Vastuma Ba'emsa. So I have Chatas and Mekan, Ba'ola Mekan, Vastuma Ba'emsa. And parach min ha'emtza l'tzadim, something flies to there and something flies to there. Now you would normally think parach min ha'krevas l'krevas, but it's an easier way to do it here. Lo ifsida klum, you haven't lost any, because you will say, elish yamar, ze shalach etzel chatas, I'll make this one a chatas. And I'll make this one an ola. Zeshlach etzel chatas chatas, v'zeshlach etzel ola ola. Okay, chazar. Now I have a different problem, because I have two birds here, and I have two birds here, and I have two birds here. Something flew back. And I'm back to three boxes. So in here, for sure, I have at least one of the original olas, and I have either the original ola or the chova that flew in. So I have two olas. In here I have either the original chatas and the other chatas, or the chova which I made a chatas. But in here I have a chatas and an ola. And so, sorry guys, can't use any in the middle, but you can still use these two. Okay? Chazar the emsa ha'emsa im yamutu. Goes back into the middle. The middle ones are all left to die. But Eli Yakrivo Chatas, these you can use as Chatas, and these you can use as Ola. Chazar. So what if now something flies back in here and to here? Okay, well maybe it's the Chatas that flew into here and the Ola that flew into here. So for sure I can't use any. Oh, Sheparach min ha'emsa letzadim. Okay, Chazar, maybe the same ones flew back. Maybe it was the Ola that flew back and the Chatas that flew back. Okay? But I don't know which one happened, so Ahare Kulam Yamutu, you leave them all to die. That's the fifth Mishnah according to the Rambam, but we're coming to the sixth Mishnah according to the Rambam, which is actually the second half of the fifth Mishnah according to most people, or most sources. And as you recall, I've mentioned that it's usually the first half of a Mishnah that's simple and straightforward, and the second half of a Mishnah that gives you some strange insight. So in this second half of the fifth Mishnah, it says, "Ein mevinim torin keneged bnei Yona." You don't bring of there are two kinds of birds. All of a sudden, there's two kinds of birds. There's torim and there's bnei Yona, and you don't bring a pair of a torim and a bnei Yona together. Velo b'nei yona keneged torim. You don't bring one opposite the other opposite this. Ketzad, for example, ha'isha shevia achatas ator. A woman brings her chatas as a tor bird and her ola as a ben yona. A tichpol, bring another bird. V'tavi olasa, and bring her ola as a tor. Which means what? Which means we're bringing the ola the same way as we brought the chatas, or it means that tor is somehow more important than b'nei yona. We still don't know. Okay. Then it says, ola, what happens in the case if she brings her ola as a tor, and her chatas as a b'nei yona, and her chatas as a b'nei yona, tichpo, tavi ola sa b'nei yona. So since we're bringing the ola again, apparently it's the chatas that decides. Almost like the way we had in the first Mishnah, that it first defines chatas and then it defines ola. But Ben Azai says a different opinion. He says, hochim acharei harishon. Now, again, there's two different ways you can understand the Ben Azai up to here. Either he's learning according to the first example, of the two examples that the Mishnah gives, or he's saying according to the first bird that's brought. And he then gives an explanation of his reasoning. Ha'isha shevia chatasa v'me'so. A woman has two birds of two different species, and she brings her chatas, which is of one species, Vamesa, and she dies. Yaviu Hayorshim Olasa. Her inheritors will bring the Owa that she set aside to bring from her Kenchova. However, if she has a nest of two species, they bring her Olasa, they bring her Ola, Vamesa, and then she dies, Lo Yaviu Hayorshim Chatasa. The inheritors will not bring the bird that she had as a chatas, because the chatas intrinsically was in place of her. The chatas was, I'll bring the chatas bird to somehow finish my tshuva process and absolve myself of the problem that I had, instead of having to die. But since she's died, there's no reason to bring a chatas for her because she's dead already. However, in the first case where she brought her chatas and dies and they bring her ola, okay, they bring an ola, it's two species, they bring an ola for her, and they can also bring the ola of the other species that she brought. Okay, so what's the difference? This is the weirdest thing, because we have two different opinions and both of them sort of work. Okay, let's look at the first way. On the one hand, this first opinion said three birds are used by reason that the chatas of her chova was used, a new ola as the same species as the chatas of her chova was used, and then you can actually bring the ola, which was the other species, as an adava. Okay? And Ben Azai would seem to only use two of these three birds, because he says specifically, if I use the ola of the mixed species, then if the woman doesn't die, I have to bring a chatas of the same species as the ola, and I never use the original ola that she brought because it wasn't brought first. However, in the Ben Azai case, what happens if the woman dies? If her chatas was brought first from this mixed nest of chova, and she dies, then Ben Azai and the first part opinion agree that even Ben Azai would use the unused ola of the mixed nest. Okay, in the first part it's used as an adava. In the Ben Azai, it's the first one that's brought, it's valid. However, if her ola was brought first, it's valid. It's a valid part of her nest. Then Ben Azai accepts this ola as good, and the chatas is left to die. So what happens? In the first case, three birds are used, and they are the chatas that was brought of one species, an ola that I now bring to match the chatas of that species, and her original ola of a different species as an adava. But in the Ben Azai case, where she doesn't die, she brought her ola first. I can't bring her chatas because it's of the wrong species, and I have to go back and bring a chatas of the same species. However, in the case where she dies, in the first part, actually none of them are exactly valid. Okay, she brought her chatas, but she's dead. So what was the point of the chatas? Okay, the olas of a different species. Of course, I can bring the ola, but this doesn't really matter. But we do this. We have all kinds of plaques and things. Lo neshama shel so and so. In the Ben Azai case, one bird is actually used. This first ola is actually good, and here we actually have a case of a Mishnah which has in the regular way the text is brought, which has a double construction. The first construction brings us a basic case, and the second, the seifa brings us the idea of two species. And then we have a seifa of the seifa where Ben Azai brings us two different ways of bringing two species. Why are these two together? Because now if you go back and look at the first part of the Mishnah, you have to ask a question all over again. This was in the case where all of these were one species. But if this was one species and that was the other species, then when they mix together, I know who's who. Okay? And all the results here come out differently. Okay? That's why it's the safe of this Mishnah. It's not just, by the way, they're mentioning it can use two different species of birds. If these were all pigeons and these were doves, and they get mixed together, I still know that all the pigeons were rachatas and all the doves were ola, and this is the only mixing problem that I have. That's very different than the ratio of the Mishnah. And that's why the construction of here, it's really, really important to appreciate in every Mishnah that I've paid attention to, let's say, the Sefer of the Mishnah, if there is a Sefer to the Mishnah, brings you an interesting insight of a way to relearn or to learn differently the ratio of the Mishnah, which may or may not be the halacha, but it's an insight that's sitting there. If you see a Mishnah that doesn't have a Sefer, maybe one of the Mefarshim has sort of filled it in unofficially on the margins, or maybe it's waiting for you. Thank you.